Welcome back to 90 Second Narratives. I'm your host and storyteller, Sky Michael Johnston. Today, I'm sharing part two of my story about the doors of the U.S. Supreme Court building and what is depicted on those doors. Last week, I shared about a recent visit to Washington, D.C., in which I was able to view the magnificent doors in person. I told of their creation in 1935, and I described that the doors feature eight historical scenes. Now the story continues with attention to the history represented by the eighth scene, the one and only that took place on the shores of the United States. Here is On the Doors of the U.S. Supreme Court, Part 2. As enshrined on the door of the U.S. Supreme Court building in bronze, John Marshall and Joseph Story were friends. But what was it that earned this pair of friends the most prominent place on these monumental 17-foot doors? It was this: their association with the 1803 Supreme Court case, Marbury v. Madison. That was the case that established the principle of judicial review, giving the federal courts power to declare legislative and executive acts unconstitutional. In other words, it set the judicial branch of the United States government on equal footing with the legislative and executive branches. John Marshall was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in 1803, and wrote the unanimous opinion in Marbury v. Madison. He was appointed as Chief Justice by President John Adams and served in that role from 1801 to 1835. Marshall is still the longest-serving Chief Justice in the U.S. Supreme Court. The Donnellys, the father and son who built the doors, described the scene as a depiction of Chief Justice Marshall and Joseph Story discussing Marbury v. Madison in front of the U.S. Capitol. That depiction isn't precisely accurate, however, because Joseph Story did not actually join the Supreme Court until 1812. Story served as an associate justice on the Supreme Court until 1845 and was Marshall's staunchest ally on the court. From 1812 to 1835, while they served together, Marshall and Story solidified the Supreme Court's important position in the U.S. government. Today, if you visit Washington, D.C., you can stand in front of those towering doors on the U.S. Supreme Court building, which, as huge as they are dwarfed by the even bigger Corinthian columns in front of them. If you have the same response that I did when I was in that spot, you'll be impressed by the grandiosity of the building. And that's how the building was designed to make you feel. It was intended to send the message that the court housed in that building has a place in the U.S. government alongside the legislative bodies, the Congress and the Senate, that are housed in the Capitol building, whose shadow almost reached the steps of the Supreme Court when I was there. Joseph Story was a successful author in his day, and in the episode notes, you can find a link to his memoir of the life of his friend, John Marshall. Thank you for listening to 90 Second Narratives, the podcast that brings you little stories with big historical significance. Please join me again next week for another story on this season's theme of friendship.